I think that recent events definitely qualify as stressful. We've had a lot of changes to handle, and in fact, some of you may be tuning in for the very first time as you find yourself a brand new, sudden homeschooler. So this week, we're going to chat about three tips to help you homeschool during this and other stressful seasons without losing your mind. Hi, I'm Paige Hudson, and welcome to Season 6 of the Tips for Homeschool Science show, where we are breaking down one of the lofty ideals of teaching science into three building blocks you can use in your homeschool. In this episode, I'm going to share three tips for homeschooling during a stressful season. These days are packed with changes and loads of stressful situations. There are cancellations, isolations, and so much more for us to deal with right now. And before I share the three tips to help you homeschool during a stressful season, let me qualify it by saying this first. You don't have to do school right now. It's okay to take a week or more off if that's what your family needs right now. None of us homeschoolers have ever experienced what it's like to deal with a pandemic. So if watching TV, swinging in a hammock, or just sitting around and having those big conversations is all you can handle right now, that's perfectly understandable. But I also know that there are some of you out there that need something in your life to be routine and normal. I know this because that's what our family needs. We haven't been through days like this before, but in the past year or so, we've dealt with a hurricane barreling down on us and an unexpected accident that led to the death of one of our family members. Like you, we're no strangers to stressful situations. And if normalcy and routine are what you crave when so much crazy is happening around you, here are three things that we have found that help us to continue to homeschool during a stressful situation. Tip number one, read a lot. First, we up our read aloud time. This may mean that we read more in our morning time novel, or it may mean that we'll team read books off the shelf that the kids have chosen. Either way, books are a great way to escape to a new location, a place where you can leave behind the worries of the day. Plus, you can sneak in a lot of learning through books. Here are a few places to go to look for books. First, the Read Aloud Revival has a book list. We have our Sassafras Science Adventures, and we also have a list of Let's Read and Find Out books for science, so I'll put a link to all three of those in the podcast notes. If your library has closed temporarily, or if you've read through every book on your shelf already, you can listen to audiobooks as well. You can find free audiobooks through LibriVox, or you can see if your library has access to the Libby app for their patrons. We've downloaded tons of audiobooks through Libby. When you are homeschooling during a stressful season, reading to your kiddos a lot will help you continue on without losing your mind. Tip number two, laugh a lot. The second thing we try to do is laugh a lot. Laughing changes the mood of a room. It releases the tension of the moment. So we'll read silly jokes or poems and try to make up our own. We'll cook together and laugh when it doesn't go as planned. We'll laugh at the ridiculousness of what life is right now. And we'll watch funny movies instead of those dystopian thrillers. Last week, I tried to have a drop and dance flash mob, where the plan was to run into someone's room in the house and just start playing music and dancing, which resulted in everyone laughing at me because no one else did it. But that's okay, because I try not to take myself too seriously during these times. Because when you're homeschooling during a stressful situation, laughing a lot with your kiddos will help you continue on without losing your mind. And tip number three, make a lot of good memories. Finally, we try to make loads of good memories during stressful situations. The truth is that most of our children will remember this coronavirus season. It's poised to become a defining event for a generation. And I want my kids to have lots of good memories mixed in with those bad ones. So when it comes to homeschool, we've added a lot of flexibility to our assignments these past few weeks. For example, when our son wanted to change his writing assignment to a different topic, I let him. When he wanted to do a math page that I had planned on skipping, he did that one instead. And we skipped chaining prepositions this week. But we've also added a few other ways to make some of those good memories. We've dropped our typical schedule to fit in FaceTimes with friends, even during normal school hours, which is something I typically don't do. We've done extra science projects. In fact, I've shared 80 plus free science activities. They're completely free that you can check out, and I'll put a link to those in the show notes. And we've also tried to play games together almost every night. The ideas for making memories are endless and unique as your kiddos. But when you are homeschooling during a stressful season, making lots of memories with your kiddos, good memories, will help you continue on without losing your mind. So, if you're like me and you find yourself craving normalcy and routine, and you want to continue to homeschool during this stressful season, I recommend that you read a lot, that you laugh a lot, that you make a lot of good memories. Doing so, and adding in a whole lot of grace for the moment, will allow you to continue on without losing your mind. You can find links to more tips and articles in this episode's show notes, which you can find at elementalscience.com/blogs/podcast/89. That's elementalscience.com/blogs/podcast/89. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week playing with science as you stay happy and healthy in your homes. If you are still listening, you need to know about the new Facebook group we have started for the THS podcast listeners. That's you. We discuss the show's topic, add tips, and encourage one another on our journey to teach science. Sound good? Then head on over to facebook.com/groups/THS podcast to answer two simple questions about the Tips for Homeschool Science show and join in on the fun. And before you go, I have to let you know that this podcast is free for you to enjoy thanks to the products we offer at Elemental Science. Let us know what you thought about this episode by leaving a rating or a review in iTunes or in the podcasting app you use to listen to the Tips for Homeschool Science show. And if you're looking for more help with homeschool science, Elemental Science has loads of tips, books, and programs to support you as you teach science at home. Visit elementalscience.com to learn more.